The suspect for the horrific shooting today that took the life of Charlie Kirk is now in custody. Thank you to the local and state authorities in Utah for your partnership with FBI. We will provide updates when able. So, hello? So, is it the suspect, or is it just a person of interest, or... That's a pretty insanely stupid fucking thing to tweet out without anything. The subject has been released? No shot. The subject in custody has been released after an interrogation by law enforcement. Our investigation is... Oh, they had nobody. I knew it. Oh my God, he's so fucking retarded. Why would he tweet out anything at all? Oh, at the same time they were doing the press conference. What a fucking retard. He shouldn't have said shit. What a moron. God, how stupid. This is why I hate breaking news. It's so dumb. So obviously fucking retarded. They would have had so much more if they caught the dude. They would be tweeting out pictures. They'd have a weapon. They'd be leaking some CCTV footage. They would have something to give us. What an actual fucking loser degenerate. Can't wait for us to go back tomorrow to more Epstein conspiracies. Oh no, we dropped that one because we didn't like what we found. Can't wait for us to go back to, I don't know, what else is the FBI working on? Oh, more epic videos of them arresting people who throw Subway sandwiches at the feds in DC. Oh boy. Patel confirmed the killer's still at large. Yeah, that guy is gonzo.
This would make a lot of sense though, but that's crazy.
XQC, can you check out the game Paddle on Steam?
So when was that video even taken anyway?
So there's somebody on the roof right there? Just saying? He just ran from over with my finger.
So some guy ran up and posted up and crouched on a fucking building, looking at a school, and people didn't report it?
He would right up.
Yeah. You think he'd already be in place?
You would think that.
So I mean, when you say report it, again, like people like to backwards, hindsight it. I think that if he was out there long enough, I think people would. But I seriously doubt that, like, you're walking around with your friends like, oh, who's out on the roof? 911! There's a guy on the roof! Like, in the real world, people generally are probably not going to be doing this, right?
Like, is somebody on the roof right there?
I'm sure if the guy stayed up there long enough, I'm sure eventually somebody would call. But I don't think most people are going to 911 it immediately, you know?
Just saying? He just ran from over... Where's my finger? Well, from over there, ran in, and now he's right there.
Fuck! If we never catch this guy, this is gonna bother me. I'm conspiratorializing now, okay? I feel like the guy, military background or something, or sniper training? The guy, this is the impressive part to me. He did one shot and left. He was like the cop in that video. He posted up at 200 yards, one shot. He didn't shoot because it was like one shot and gone. Like, I'm surprised he didn't shoot more. That's crazy to me. Like, what if he would have missed, or what if he would have, how do we know it's one shot? I think we can hear the, you can hear it from behind. I don't think anybody heard a second shot. I think there's only one shot heard, and then there's only one bullet that we've seen reported, or any crack or anything. Is that a difficult shot at that distance? If you are practiced, then no. But it was more just like the prep and everything for this. Like, he had a good spot that he shot from. He found a way up onto a building. He obviously had the proper gear with him, right? He was dressed up and ready to escape. Like, how many times, like, all of these things always end with the people killing themselves or, you know, whatever. Yeah, but who the fuck aims for the neck? Well, he was either aiming center mass or he was aiming for his head, and either his zeroing was off or he just... If you're missing your shot going up or down, then it's probably you were just on the wrong... I don't want to criticize the guy's shot. He killed him in one shot. I mean, Jesus, what do you want to say? But he shot one time, and then he dipped. He was wearing all black. Nobody saw him go up or down. I don't know how hard it would be in that area to go up or down in that spot. Maybe it's a really secluded... Does it matter whether you hit the head or neck into the veins? Well, so, like, the thing is that, I generally you would shoot, like, I guess, like, center mass or whatever is usually where you're aiming. You could aim for the head if you want. But if he's using an ordinary, like, NATO round at that range, I'm just surprised he only shot one time, right? Isn't that kind of crazy? How many mass shooters for rifling at that distance are only shooting a single shot? This is basically just the JFK assassination over again. That guy shot three times, didn't he? Wouldn't the gun be tracked, though? How hard is it to get away in time in that case? Well, it depends on how... I guess, like, prepared he was to leave, right? If he shot And then he just, you know, ran to the back. If that was him running. Also, like, the running, too, right? Like, the kids, if that's to be believed, if it was that guy, the kids said they saw him run to the position. So he ran over, posted up, took his shot, got up, ran back, climbed down. Apparently, with his rifle in a backpack or some kind of case or bag. You can have, like, I don't know enough. If it's a short barrel rifle with a... No, but he didn't have a silencer or anything on the end, right? Because we heard the shot. It was pretty loud. I don't know if you can, like, screw off the barrel if that's, like, a reliable rifle. And I don't know what, like, in terms of attachments, like, maybe it would just fit in an ordinary backpack. I guess a big enough backpack, maybe. He was dressed in all black. Apparently, there's no CCTV footage of the guy. Not a single video of this guy climbing down the building. Nobody saw him. Nobody got an escape car. No reports of anything like this. This guy... Like, this was like a single-shot assassination in broad daylight at over 200 yards without a single witness. That's just insane. That's crazy. That's like a Navy SEAL's assassination. That's wild. Like, I feel like this is like a movie. It's like a movie-tier assassination, no? Hey, Destiny, my buddy in SF, and before they even announced it was 200 yards... shot, made that assumption based on where the bullet hit. If the rifle was zeroed for 100 at that distance, it would hit low. I mean, you can zero your rifle for whatever you want. You would just aim higher, low. That's what you use your mil dots for, right? His aim was good. Whatever you had to say about it. Like, whether it was a little high or low, it was center enough to get him right in the neck. There's a clip of someone on the roof leaving after that shot. Yeah, we have the clip of him, like, running. Do you think the guy was experienced, civilian, former military, or lucky amateur? Like... Taken individually, none of that is impressive individually. It's just as a collection of things. Like, if you were to post up on a building where you're prone with a good scope and you're experienced with a rifle, you can make that shot 10 out of 10 times, I would imagine, right? Depending on the scope, I guess. But it's the fact that to do it in a live setting where you're nervous, you're at a live event. Live isn't, there's like hundreds of people there. This is after... Not only would I would imagine your pulse is already throbbing, but like you're, like, I don't want to say winded, but you've climbed up a ladder, you're running to your position, you're going prone, sighting your target, all within, I guess, several seconds. It doesn't sound like he was there for minutes or whatever. That's just crazy. That's just an insane evidence for it being a professional. I just read a message in chat and it's sending me now. If you have a thing like this that you're doing, and this is like your big life mission, these people are crazy enough that like killing themselves or getting killed is whatever afterwards, as long as they have their mission done. But I feel like at the time, if you really want to get away, it's because you really don't want somebody to know who you were, which would actually further the conspiracy that it was some other, like a foreign nation or some type of operative who you really don't want to be found or something, I guess, right? Because you don't want to get caught. You don't want the body. You don't want the investigation. You don't want to know anything about the person. You don't want the investigators, anybody. But I don't know.
Kirk is somebody who the year after that provided something that I will never forget and a story that I've never told anyone, Laura, and I will tell you right now.
What foreign nation would want to kill Charlie? I don't know. I don't think anybody would. I don't even think Russia would assassinate anybody in the U.S. It would just be, dude, if you got caught doing that, it would be such an unbelievable liability. Holy shit. I don't think Iran would do it. I feel like it would be crazy for a foreign nation to engage in that. It would just be crazy. Like that when we were reading through all of those, leaks that Tulsi Gabbard so graciously provided us, like there is evidence that even Russia was like kind of chilling on some kinds of, you know, propaganda shit because this is like too much. You can't like this would be too much to actually like start killing people or to deploy operatives on the ground to like or to do on the ground espionage. I just the idea of getting caught like that. Oh my God, it would be so horrible. Oh my God, it would be so... Like, there's a reason why we read about that failed Navy SEALs mission or whatever, and they killed those North Korean civilians, and they just bounced. They were like, mission's done, we're out of here. Like, oh my God, it would be so horrible to get caught. Destiny, are you memeing about this? Is there any reason to believe it wasn't just a random student? I'm not memeing. I'm kind of like playing into the experience a little bit, but this was like a movie tier assassination, like an actual movie tier. I feel like the timing of the sentence and the topic was luck, but this was like a single shot taken at a respectable range from a guy who supposedly, if the two videos are to be believed, this guy climbed up a ladder, ran to the edge of a building, posted up, took a shot within several seconds, one shot, one kill, packed up, left. This is a university that's got hundreds of people around. I'm sure tons of cars, traffic from this massive Turning Point USA event. And he got out and not a single person saw him, not a single report, not a single cop. Nobody has anything to say, nothing. Like, that's just, it's pretty crazy. Charlie Kirk got assassinated at a school event. We have no idea who shot him. Plenty of people with motivation to do it politically if it's an assassination. Seems like the guy had his shit together, whether he just got lucky or whether he was some highly trained, you know, operator that like had a brass collector, booties on. What do you call the little, we used to wear these carpet cleaning. You put them over your shoes or whatever. Cause this guy apparently came and went without a trace. We have no leads. Nobody knows who did it. No camera footage except for the two 7-pixel figurines running across the building. Booties. Is that what you call them? Little plastic things. This is the scary thing to me. The scary thing to me would be that we don't have anything. They're saying a man. I think they're just assuming that. We really don't know anything. So they can't put out a thing for citizens to report. They can't put out anything for anybody to keep track. This guy's just like at large. We don't know an approximate height. We don't know if it's a man or a woman. We don't know if they're black or Ukrainian. We really don't even know the weapon used. I'm sure we'll have a report, a ballistics report. I'm sure the bullet is somewhere. We have no idea about anything relating to this person. We don't know, again, their motivation, anything else, but like the person is just gone. But the fact that we have nothing, I don't even know what they would look for, right? Because I imagine if they had some kind of description at all, wouldn't they put it out? Like for Amber Alerts, wouldn't they put out, we're looking for this car, this color car, this color thing, we're trying to find something. Would they put out anything? Couldn't there be some sort of DNA on the roof? I mean, you have to rely on this guy being in a database already, and who the f*** knows whether it be DNA on the roof? I don't know. Would there be? What if the guy, like, shaved his head and didn't leave any, would hairs be left behind on top of a roof? They wouldn't just blow off? I have no idea. What odds would you put on a shooter never getting caught? Like my intuition here is if we don't know anything by like tomorrow morning, my intuition would be that he's just gone. Wouldn't the gun be tracked? I don't think you can trace it. I think you might be able to trace it if you have a brass. When a bullet shoots, there's the whole thing, people call it like a bullet, but really the whole thing is like a cartridge, and there's in the back is the casing, and there's like a little itty bitty bullet at the tip, right? And this whole thing back here is like the cartridge, but I mean, if this guy is as prepared, it seems like he probably just kept his brass, so there's nothing laying up there. There's a bullet, but I don't think you can use a shot exploded bullet. I don't think you can trace that to a particular gun. There's no way. They didn't find the gun yet? Well, they don't have the gun or any brass, I don't think. They didn't mention that. Didn't Luigi essentially get caught on a lucky call? Didn't Luigi literally fucking walk up and kill this dude on camera? Don't we have camera footage of him shooting him? I don't know how identifiable he was from there. What's brass? Usually your cartridges that the gunpowder is in will be, it's usually made of brass. What makes the shooting FBI jurisdiction? Shouldn't it be state police? I mean, I imagine it would be state police, but it's a high profile event. The FBI can always drop in and help, I'm sure, unless the state refuses. And the guy's probably fled. So the FBI, the feds would get involved because it's going to be interstate. The guy from the press conference said they are looking at campus CCTV. The way that he said that made it sound like they didn't have shit. Like, if you listen to that guy's statement,
We do have that. We're analyzing it, but it is security camera footage, so you can kind of guess what the quality of that is. But we do know dressed in all dark clothing, but we don't have much better description other than that.
Like, I don't even know where they got that from. Like, I'm curious, when he says we know he's dressed in all dark clothing, does that just mean that they saw the same pixelated videos that we saw of him running on the roof? Like, again, they're saying he. I don't even know if they really know it's a man. They might just be assuming that. I mean, it probably is. Men like to shoot people more than women do. Like, how weird is it to feel that, like, this guy, like, if they don't catch him tomorrow, if they don't get this guy, that he could just be gone. And now you're just, like, out there doing events knowing that there's some dude that's, like, a conservative fucking shooter murderer guy. I feel like it would be super fucking weird. Not good. Listen, you're sure they can't get a print from the lead in his body? It seems like they could do it in this case. Are you linking me a fucking Batman cloak? Yeah. It's fucking stupid. Do you think the lack of funding for the FBI is making this harder for them to catch him? I don't know. I just don't know the details of the situation. I'm too lazy to breaking news it all out. Like, assuming the guy knows where the security cameras are, and assuming that the, well, yeah, if he knows that, and he knows what can see him and what can't see him, like, if this guy parks behind the school, runs up, climbs the stairs, runs to the thing, posts up, shoots one shot, kills, picks his rifle up, runs back, throws it into a bag, climbs down, or stairs, walks down, and then hops in his car and just drives away. Like, at that point, he's, like, almost gone. I don't know if, like, what would you even put out? What would the police even put out? Hey, stop all cars that you see everywhere around the university, right? Or, hey, like, I don't even know what they could say. And at that point, you have minutes probably, if that, before, like, imagine, like, how far is this place from, like, from the interstate? Like, it looks like it's right off the highway. Kind of looks like it. Like, this guy could be on the highway going any direction. And then what do you do? Do you lock down all of the, like, interstate traffic going, like, in and out of this city? I feel like he's just gone. Like, theoretically, Charlie Kirk could be dead. And before Charlie Kirk is even declared dead, before, like, within 5 minutes, this guy could be, you know, south or on, what is this, I-91 or Highway 91? I can't read, 89? Or going west on whatever, and then he's just gone, right? How would you even, at that point, how would you ever find him? If the CCTV only has a grainy, blurry footage of somebody in all black, there's no brass left behind, and assuming he's not, like, smearing his fingerprints on anything, welcome to the discourse for the next month. I feel like our news cycle is in days. We'll see how long this lasts, but if he booked a plane ticket for an hour or two after the shooting, he could have been in Mexico just hours after the shooting. I feel like doing a plane ticket out would be scary, because now you've created a paper trail and you could very easily have a list of, you know, there's probably less than a few hundred people. It's probably not a big airport he's near, right, that have flown out internationally. I feel like that would put you on a very narrow list of suspects. I feel like car is best. You're just invisible. Like, what are you going to do, track every car? The shooter probably walked/scoped out the event site before the event, days/hours before. Might be able to pick him up on cam then, but the feds don't know who they're even looking for. Yeah, like, well, yeah, that's the issue. If they were doing it like that, though, that would also make it easier to track. I wonder how seriously they take an investigation like this. You don't know 100% where Charlie's going to be set up, right? I don't even know if Charlie's staff knows 100% where he's going to be set up. Like, do they know that? Do they plan that out the day of? Like, they know he's going to be outside, but they don't know where the table's going to be exactly. I wonder how detailed the planning is. Because if there is more detailed planning, or if it's said exactly where he's going to be, because when you're taking a shot on the roof at that range with other obstacles in the way, you really got to know, you know? If you're just guessing, then you might end up in a place where it's obscured and you can't see him, you know? How hard would it be to disassemble a rifle to make it less noticeable? I mean, you can just put it in a bag, right? I don't think you have to go to a machine shop to, like, remove a barrel either. I'm sure that there are, like, systems where, like, a barrel might be detachable or something, maybe. But I don't know. But, I mean, like, you could throw it in your back seat. You could throw it in the cab of a truck. You could, I mean, for an AR-15, it'll fit in, like, a rifle-shaped bag. It doesn't have to be that big, right? AR-15 is not, like, that long. How much you know about him never getting caught? I mean, if he doesn't get caught, I feel like if we don't know anything by tomorrow, I feel like there's no shot. Air 15 disassembles with the two retaining pins. Oh, I haven't actually cleaned mine yet. I've only shot mine like, I think, 4 or 5 times, so, for this rifle that I have. So I haven't taken it apart to clean it yet. If he isn't caught, how much of it is the admin's fault? I mean, you should blame him 100% because f*** him. But, I mean, there's not... They got Luigi. Luigi walk up right next to the guy and shoot him? Don't we have Luigi literally on, like, high-def 4K quality camera? Destiny, they could have been trailing him throughout his events, looking for a good opportunity. I think they'll go through all the touring footage, too. Maybe. At approximately 12:20 p.m. MST, political influencer Charlie Kirk was speaking at a student-sponsored event with Turning Point USA. Charlie was shot during the event at Utah Valley University, after which he was taken to Tim Panogo's regional hospital and hours later pronounced dead. The shooting is still an active investigation. Oh, man. That makes it sound super dead. Just so you know, guys, we're still looking. Oh, man. The Utah Department of Public Safety and the Federal Bureau of Investigation are co-leading the incident in unison with the Utah County Attorney's Office, the Utah County Sheriff's Office, and the local police departments. We initially took in George Zinn as a suspect. He was later released and charged with obstruction by UVU police. A second suspect, Zakaria Qureshi, was taken into custody and released after interrogation with law enforcement. There are no current ties to the shooting with either of these individuals. There is an ongoing investigation and manhunt for the shooter. I wonder why they do release the names here. The FBI has created a digital media tip line for information regarding the shooting at fbi.gov/Utah Valley Shooting. We ask the public to please report or please provide any information they may have to this tip line. The EPS's State Crime Lab, along with all law enforcement involved, are working multiple active crime scenes. These were identified based on where the victim was shot, as well as the locations where the suspect and victim traveled. The shooting is believed to be a targeted attack. A shooter is believed to have fired from the roof of a building to the location of the public event in the student courtyard. Any additional clarifications cannot be provided to protect the integrity of our investigation. To secure the event, UVU PD had 6 officers working the event. These security measures were in addition to Charlie Kirk's security detail, who traveled with him. Approximately 3,000 people attended. The location of the event was held in the University Quad, an outdoor bowl courtyard on campus for events. This is a tragic moment for Utah and our country. As we all heal, we encourage those who need help to call 988, our state's mental health crisis line. The UVU campus will be closed for the rest of the week. If students, faculty, or staff need additional information about the campus, please visit uvu.info. This is where they announce they have nothing, and all of the leaked information so far has been wrong, except maybe, hopefully, the video of the guy is real. The bullet leads are bullshit. They don't have any markings on anything. You can see from the look on his face. Oh, God. Pray to God that this announcement is not them saying that the guy in the videos or whatever, we don't think he's the shooter. We have no idea. We just want to talk to him. Oh, boy.
Communications Director for the Utah Department of Public Safety. This evening, we have FBI Director Patel, FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino, Special Agent in Charge Robert Bowles, Governor Spencer Cox, Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson, and Commissioner Anderson, as well as, I'm so sorry, Commissioner.
Also, just because there have been a lot of jokes and memes, just so that I'm absolutely clear, I hope they find this dude, and I hope they hang this guy. This guy's, it is absolutely unacceptable to be out and about assassinating people, okay? That's wild. Same feelings I have about Luigi, I have about this dude. Not acceptable, not okay, not cool, not epic, and not based. Just insane.
Thank you, Governor. Bo Mason, Commissioner from the Utah Department of Public Safety. If you look up in the top left, you'll see the building where the shooter was proned out in the top left corner.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go ahead and play that video, and I'll narrate as we walk through that. Was proned out in the top left corner. We'll go ahead and play that video and I'll narrate as we walk through that. So here you see the suspect ran behind that upper building. He's going to come out on the right, moves to this far right corner. As he does, he's going to climb off the edge.
No shot.
The ground. As he did that, he left some palm impressions.
What?
Some smudges, some places where
no way! Ground. What?
There's a shoe imprint where we believe the suspect is clearly identified as wearing Converse tennis shoes. Again, we'll replay that again so you can get another view of that. It's important to note his black t-shirt, his black pants, and there appears to be some white on the soles of those Converse tennis.
Is it black pants or blue jeans or dark jeans? Do we know that? I feel like I keep hearing two different things.
So those are all identifiable items that we're looking for. In the stills that are going to follow this, you're going to see a very distinctive t-shirt with an American flag and appears to have an eagle on it. There's also a baseball cap with a triangle on it and a pair of sunglasses. All distinctive, all things that we would ask the public to look for and try to identify if they know someone who has those items, who has been seen wearing those items. We're looking for all that information. Here you see the suspect after dropping off the building. He moved around across this grass area, around the parking lot. We're going to pan to the right.
walking away. This is actually like a Jason Bourne thing. Jesus.
He crosses the street. This is where he moves over into the wooded area.
Like, Jesus, chilling.
Gave the video evidence that we utilized to track his movements and to locate that firearm in that wooded area following the discovery of this evidence. Good. You want to go to the Steels?
Oh, and he has the gun with him. How? Did they say? Wait.
This is the video evidence that we utilized to track his movements and to locate that firearm in that wooded area following the discovery of this evidence. Good. You want to go to the Steels? So here's the still photographs I mentioned. Good. You want to go to the Steels?
It's just in the backpack or whatever?
So here's the still photographs I mentioned. These have been enhanced. So these are slightly different than what we introduced earlier. Please pay close attention to the t-shirt. Like I said, very distinctive with that American flag and that eagle. The hat with the triangle and the sunglasses. Can you go to the next picture, please?
I feel like somebody should have identified the shirt by now, no? I feel like somebody should know where the shirt is, right?
The backpack as well. All identifying features that we're hoping the public can help us identify and lead us to this suspect. Next picture. And again, there's a better picture of the hat with that triangle logo and again the t-shirt. Blue jeans, and you get a good look at those Converse tennis shoes as well. We have pushed these out, we'll continue to push these out, and we just ask for the public's cooperation through the public. The tips that have been coming in are what are giving us our next leads and enabling us to continue to further this investigation. We've had great cooperation from the public, and we're continuing to ask for that as we move forward. Thank you, and I'll turn time back over to Governor Cox.
Thank you so much, Commissioner Mazin. I want to thank Director Patel and his team. It's great to have them on the ground with us tonight. We've had several briefings, and he's had an opportunity to walk the crime scene. We appreciate our local law enforcement here. Again, we have Mike Smith, who is the county sheriff here. We have all of our local chiefs of police that are here as well, all working hand in hand with the state and with the FBI as we move forward with this investigation. Now, just to give you a little more. We will not be taking any questions at this time. We're giving you the latest.
Isn't there a way to know who bought the gun with a serial number? No. Conservatives have relentlessly pushed to make it really difficult to track guns. That won't necessarily tell us the thing. You might be able to know who made the original sale, but if it was sold privately, if it was traded to another person, you wouldn't have a federal record of any of that.